not sure you're familiar with it, Say Yes to Greenwood, that is a sales tax project where we will add an extra penny to the sales tax. And there are 27 projects on this. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but can you speak to anything to do with how numbers of projects and the types of things that we're looking at? We did this a few years ago when we had two projects, the dam, which had to be taken care of, and the library.
Well, I again go back to prioritization, and okay. I have seen the list. I'm not fully 100% up to speed on this because it is a local government issue, and I leave that to the guys that are elected to do it. But watching from the outside, the list that I saw online has no prioritization to it. And I learned long ago that people will support things that they know are going to help them. For instance, when I was on county council, I had taxpayers tell me, I will vote for fire trucks and I will vote for police cars, but you start spending my money on stuff that doesn't matter and you won't be there long. And I saw that actually take effect in Clinton, South Carolina, on a tax proposal. District 56 school board over there wanted to go on a building project, and it was like a tale of two cities. Lawrence District 55 had every year maintained and built small projects to keep their system up to speed. Clinton had neglected to do that and decided to catch up 20 or 30 years all at one time. And they did a 60-mill tax increase and did it by referendum, and they did not do a good job of notifying the voters that it was going to be done. They did not advertise well, and there was very little debate over it, and they held it the week before school took back in. So by doing it the week before start date, they knew that a lot of people were going to be on final vacation with their kids. And basically all that came out to vote in that referendum were people within the school system itself. It was a very, very small turnout. And the long run, what happened with that was the mass majority of the people would not have voted for that tax increase at that large of a tax increase at one time. They probably would have voted for incremental, but they would not vote for a 60-mill tax increase at one lick. Well, a short time later, that entire school board was no longer on the school board. The people rebelled on it by unelecting people. So that's my caution when you start looking at this stuff is prioritize and put fire trucks and policemen first, but also to make sure that the people are well informed, and also go through and look at your prioritization list of what's already on the books and see if you are, make sure money's being spent wisely.
Well, I think that the premise here, number one, the order of the projects, how they're listed on that Say Yes for Greenwood is how they are going to be spent. For example, the building out at Tech will be first. The park system will be second. All the parks will be second. And then it goes down the list. I think the fire plan is number four or number five. I don't remember. I don't have it sitting right here in front of me. But it is by how it is listed on that Say Yes for Greenwood.
I would go back to what I said about prioritization and what people told me when I was on county council, I would have to go with Parks and Recs last on my prioritization list, and arts. I saw Cokesbury on there, and other things. And having worked with the county and the city, and especially 96 and Ware Shoals, which are no longer in my district. Those two cities are no longer in my district, or District 14. But they have some very needed and worthwhile projects on that list. The water lines, the sewer lines, the pump station upgrade. So I would have to, if I were recommending to my friends on county council, I would recommend looking at the infrastructure projects and other projects like that first. And the reason is, there's state money available and federal money available in certain instances to help do those projects with a match. And if that money were used as match, it would go even further for Greenwood and get those projects done. But I know that those two mill towns desperately need infrastructure development, and I would look at that before I looked at
Well, like the order is, it's the manufacturing plant at Piedmont Tech. And by the way, Mike, I don't know if you saw this, but it's been a big secret all along, but they have just announced this morning that TGen is investing $600 million and creating 220 jobs over 13 years with their new manufacturing facility right here in Greenwood County. That just came out a few minutes ago. That's official now. It was Project Cafe has a name to it, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, again, and I'll use one currently in place, the ZF facility in Green in Lawrence County, which is across from Piedmont, or just up the road from Piedmont Tech's training facility in Lawrence County. It had to put off the expansion of their facility a year because we cannot, we being Piedmont Tech, could not train workers fast enough and get them up to speed. So we being the state, helped Piedmont Tech build a new facility or a new building over there in addition to their building to increase their capacity to train workers and provide those workers for ZF. And it's not just ZF. When you have a plant like ZF put its footprint in your county, you end up with support companies coming in and even sister companies coming in. So
sure.
We have to train those people fast enough. And that, I look at that as an investment, if it's done right, an investment into the county, because the more higher paying jobs we have, the higher the tax base, and the less we truly have to increase taxes to pay for the things like that project list.
Sure. Well, you know, it's like in the order, it has the manufacturing center first. It has $5.5 million for a lot of parks, which is a good thing. I mean, parks are great. And then number three is the implementation of the countywide safety radio system. Number four on the list is the expansion of the Benjamin E. Mays Historic Site. And number five is the implementation of the fire master plan.
Well, and at the risk of a political firestorm, you could look at number four and know that that is an appeasement project, and that's to get votes, and I understand that. But if you're looking at reality, it would not be that high on the priority list.
Exactly.
So that's That's exactly what I was talking about the politics and prioritization. I'm not opposed to the Benjamin Mays. I helped Ann Parks get some stuff to work on that, and fully support that particular project. But when you look at it, parks can't be above job creation and infrastructure. And I've supported park system in Lawrence County heavily, and am going to support, without going too far and saying too much, a joint project between the two counties, Lawrence and Greenwood. And we'll do all I can to help get state money to help support that project. But you can't put those type projects ahead of economic development, infrastructure, and the people's basic needs, water, sewer, and job training and roads.
Sure. The very last project, number 27, and these projects, if it goes through, Mike, they have to have the money before they can start the project. The number 27 project is $4.8 million for the placement of lines for water service and fire suppression in the area of Highway 25 South.
Well, that's a great project.
Yes, that's number 27.
It
8 years, 9 years down the road.
Well, it will take them a while to get that amount of money, but with what that project could open up, and again, I'm one, and I understand that you've got seven people trying to work this out amongst seven people. I have to do it with 124 or 123 other than myself, so I understand exactly how some of this ends up. But that might be worth putting as number one and waiting until we hit that magic mark of $4.5 million to take off with that project. I've tried for years to get Lawrence County to look at the same thing. Greenwood County already has far better development along the 25 corridor than Lawrence County, and Greenville County comes down to the county line with all utilities. So if we were to connect the dots all the way from Greenville to Greenwood on Highway 25, that opens up a corridor that is almost as good as the I-85, I-385 corridor. And when I say almost, it's, you know, it's certainly not the main highway going to the coast, but it is an absolute connector for truck traffic from Greenville to Augusta to the Savannah coast, and it's also a huge connector for all of the upstate counties and interrelated stuff, because a lot of the material employees and base for our manufacturing are not next door to each other.
Sure.
A lot of people out of Lawrence County commute 30 miles to Greenville to work, or not to this side of Greenville, somewhere prior to 30, but they commute, and the upper part of Lawrence County has become a good bedroom community for the manufacturing across the line in Greenville County. Now, they get the manufacturing money, but we get the property tax money out of those good-paid workers that go to BMW, Michelin, and other places up there to work. So having the good infrastructure is a much larger reaching project with a lot of tentacles, positive tentacles, that I would have to surely take a look at in my top five.
Absolutely. So to wrap this up, what you're saying is that some of this you would have to look at the order for, say, yes to Greenwood. But that order is already done, Mike. So that's the order. The people that vote on this, our voters, they have to make a decision straight up, say, straight down, yes or no, based on the projects will be funded in the order that they are listed on that 27 projects.
personally, if that were Lawrence County, I'd end up voting, having to vote against it because of the prioritization order. Do I deem those projects necessary? Absolutely, some of them are. And I'm not going to say any of them aren't, but like I said, starting out with the state gets prioritization bass backwards a lot of times, and I vote against stuff in Columbia when the prioritization's not right. But that will be up to each individual. My comment to those supporting it would be to be honest to everybody, because the backlash can be tough. If you don't, you can ask seven people that used to represent the school board in Clinton.
Okay.